Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, rookie Michael Chavis hit a grand slam, and Andrew Benintendi drove in three runs to help the Red Sox build their lead in a 10-8 victory over the Blue Jays. Elsewhere, Travis d'Arnaud's third homer of the night erased the Yankees' lead in the ninth inning and carried the Rays over New York 5-4. And the Dodgers crushed the Phillies in Philadelphia 16-2. In MLB news, Eduardo Nunez has been designated for assignment by the Red Sox after hitting .228 in 60 games for them this season. And Mets pitcher Zach Wheeler has been placed on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to July 12th, because of shoulder fatigue. In NBA news, a person familiar with the situation says the 76ers and Ben Simmons have agreed to a max deal worth $170 million over 5 years. In NFL news, the Giants have suspended safety Cam Moore amid charges he punched a woman, stepped on her neck, and rendered her unconscious last Thursday. Moore appeared in Union County Superior Court yesterday to face charges of third-degree aggravated assault. In other news, former boxing champion Pernell Whitaker has died at age 55 after he was hit by a car in Virginia. Police in Virginia Beach say Whitaker was a pedestrian when struck by the car Sunday night. Whitaker was an Olympic gold medalist and welterweight champion. He was regarded as one of the greatest defensive fighters. And sports betting is getting underway in upstate New York. Rivers Casino and Resort in Schenectady plans to cut the ribbon on its betting lounge this morning. Other upstate casinos are expected to follow in the coming weeks and months. And fans continue to flock to Saratoga Racecourse. Total paid attendance for opening weekend was over 105,000 people. That's slightly lower than a year ago, but the New York Racing Association says all sources handle for the first 4 days of the meet, from Thursday through Sunday, exceeded last year by nearly $3 million. I'm Jesse King.